Michael, Frankie, you are such a bad actress. Confess, you just don't want to go to school today. Frankie, that is not true at all. I just hope I don't have an illness that's catching. I certainly wouldn't want to make everybody sick. Michael, you've got something that might be catching, all right. It's starting to make me feel pretty sick. Teresa, okay, enough. Frankie, eat your breakfast. Didn't you ask Natalie to walk to school with you? Frankie, I guess I was feeling so sick that I forgot to ask her. Teresa, Frankie, I know you're nervous about meeting new people. That's only natural. But just be yourself and you'll be fine. Michael, look at me. I'm nervous too, but you don't see me moaning and pretending to be sick. Mom's right. We'll be fine. Teresa and Michael leave the kitchen. Frankie, I won't be fine. Mom doesn't have to start a new school, and everybody likes Michael. I am to Michael like a turtle is to a puppy. Frankie turns on the radio. She hears Kent Bigstar's voice. Kent Bigstar, I was extremely shy as a child. We moved a lot, and I hated starting at a new school. You know, that's how I knew I was an actor. I would pretend to be someone who was confident. I would introduce myself immediately to the other kids. I'd entertain them with stories I'd made up. Then one day, I discovered I had turned into a charismatic guy. People loved being around me. Frankie, Kent Bigstar was shy? I could do that. I could pretend to be someone else, just for a while, until I make some friends. She sticks out her hand and speaks in bright, false voice. Here's Frankie. My full name's Frankie Smithers. I'm not shy, and I'm pleased to meet you.